Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to the 13th programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. And as I promised last week, I have lined up for us this week another quality mix of more of the very best in music and song from years past. Another Mike's Mix, in fact. Except that this week there is a difference, because 2017 represents the centenary of the great Ella Fitzgerald. So I shall be playing two of my favourite Ella recordings and paying tribute to the person, rightly described during her lifetime, as the First Lady of Song. But to start our show, it's a welcome return to the Kirby Stone Four.
We once told the story of a snake named Hector and this chick called Diamondback Lou. Yeah, they had the wildest love affair. Then Hector said, baby, I'm through. That's all. Then Hector gave Lou the gate for a sharp little lady copperhead called Red. Yeah, he looked in her eyes, told the same lies, and very effervescently said, supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm supposing out of turn? Supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love, swear by all the stars above. I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. Do 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 up, do 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 up. Copperhead Red looked Hector in the eye and she said, I'm going down south. Cause you may think that you got a silver tongue, but you're really just a cotton mouth. The moral of the story is very clear, and let me tell you, Jack, don't go chasing for a copperhead, or you'll never get your diamond back. Supposing I should say for you I am, would you think I'm supposing out of turn? Supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love, swayed by all the stars above. I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Kirby Stone 4 and Sposin, and a group that I first introduced to the series 6 weeks ago in Programme 7. And as I said then, they were regularly heard in the 1950s and the early 1960s, producing a style of singing that mixed swing with jazz, as well as some early rock and roll, earning them their own unique label, the Go Sound. Now to that centenary I've already mentioned. Ella Fitzgerald was born on April 25th, 1917, in Newport News, Virginia, USA. During her professional life, she received countless accolades, but the one that applies more than any, I think, is the one I have already used, the First Lady of Song. And with her crystal-clear voice, she earned that title through her faultless diction, memorable phrasing, and an ability to improvise like no other. That last quality was well demonstrated in a duet with Louis Armstrong that I included in my last series when I covered the subject of swing. So, Ella, in celebrating your centenary year, here's the first one of my two favourites in tribute to you who has given so much listening pleasure to so many. Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Die a little think so little of me. They allow you to go when you're near. There's such an air of spring about it. Begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say major to minor, every time we say goodbye.
Ella Fitzgerald in 1956, and Every Time We Say Goodbye. I shall include my second favourite Ella recording in honour of her centenary before the show closes. This week I continue to make amends for having neglected to include more often those wonderful orchestras and arrangers who have contributed so much to the success of the countless artists and groups who depended on them. And this week I am doing so for a fourth time by featuring the great Duke Ellington, whose compositions, incidentally, were featured by Ella Fitzgerald in one of her songbooks. Here he is with his own well-recognised theme tune, Take the A-Train. Duke Ellington and take the A train. The Duke, a nickname given to him when young by a school friend, and to which thereafter he was always referred, was a composer, pianist, and bandleader, born in Washington, D.C., USA, on April 29, 1899. His early studies to become a piano player were somewhat checkered, but he eventually mastered it all and began to play for his own pleasure and enjoyment. At first he played in other ensembles, but in late 1917 formed his first group, the Duke's Serenaders, and from then on never really looked back, ultimately being recognized with respect by all in the music business. He died, aged 75, on May 24, 1974, with that reputation growing even stronger after his death, when, 25 years later, he was awarded in 1979 a special Pulitzer Prize for Music, posthumously. Duke Ellington. Next, here is what I can only describe as a beautiful recording in every sense, and it fits comfortably into the plus element of my series title. It's a duet from 1978 that became a chart hit for Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day.
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me.
Feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural. Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry.
Well, I learned.
So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye? Say you need me,
and you don't sing me love songs.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore. A sad, but as I said, beautiful song about two lovers who have long drifted out of love with each other, lamenting on how it used to be. It was written by Neil Diamond with contributions to the lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, and I took that recording from the album Barbara Streisand's Greatest Hits. Now, before moving on, a reminder that you're listening to me, Mike Roberts, with Samuel as ever, looking after all things technical. And it's the 13th programme in my latest series, The Golden Years Plus. Next week, we'll both be here for another of those themed programmes, when I shall be devoting the entire show to male vocalists of note. Any comments you might like to make so far, direct to me via email, mikeroberts665@btinternet.com, or by any other conventional method, care of Campus FM. And to catch up on this, or indeed any programmes you missed, or to listen again, just go to webcasts on the campus website. They are all there at the click of a mouse or the tap of a finger. Let's listen now to Margaret Whiting.
Tell me that it's true. Tell me you agree. I was meant for you. You were meant for me. Dearly beloved, how clearly I see. Somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing could save me. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours come shower or shine. So I say merely, dearly beloved, be save me. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours come shower or shine. So I say merely, dearly beloved.
Margaret Whiting and Dearly Beloved. Margaret Whiting was an American singer born in July 22, 1924. She was active in the world of entertainment for some 68 years, before her death at 86 in 2010. She made her vocal reputation during the 1940s and 1950s, and I took the recording we just heard from her 1960 album Margaret Whiting Sings the Jerome Kern Songbook. And so I come to my final recording for this, the 13th programme of my current series, The Golden Years Plus. And it is, of course, the second of my favourites from the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald, whose 2017 centenary we've been celebrating. During Ella's 60 active years at the forefront of American popular song, her collaboration with Louis Armstrong must surely warrant, more than most, that old cliché, like a marriage made in heaven. And it is from that professional partnership that I've taken my second choice of recording in tribute to Ella's centenary. The English-language opera Porgy and Bess was inspired by the novel Porgy, written by Dubose Heyward. and Hayward, together with George and Ira Gershwin, ultimately transformed it into the popular opera we know today, enjoying its first performance in Boston on September 30th, 1935. Ella and Louis performing Summertime from Porgy and Bess in this recording from 1957 is, in my view, a quite magic duet and represents perfectly my final tribute.
Oh, so hush, little baby. Oh, yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald duetting with Louis Armstrong and Summertime. Sadly, Ella's later years were marred by ill health, but she said when returning home from her last long spell in hospital that she enjoyed the smell of the air, listening to the birds, and hearing the laughter of her 12-year-old granddaughter, Alice. She died peacefully at 79 on June 15, 1996, at her home in Beverly Hills, bequeathing us all her countless recordings of the songs of the golden years and more. And just as the popular and successful female vocalists of today freely admit to having been inspired by her, so will other future vocalists be so inspired for decades to come. And so this week's show comes to a close. Samuel joins me in thanking you all for listening. Do join us again next week. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.